Hey, Profiteers, Kara Brothers here. I told you a couple of episodes ago that I had one in the works about how to collaborate with pet bloggers and influencers, and here it is. I've even got some tips for collabs with non-pet peeps. Maybe you can convert them over to the dog side. In this episode, you better get your pen and paper out. This is the one to take some notes. We're going to dive into the world of influencer collaborations and pet blogger partnerships and discover how to leverage their reach and engage with your audience and grow your business. Don't miss out. Stay tuned for the full episode happening now.
Hey, Baker, do you want to launch your own dog treat business and make money for your family? Are you discouraged with just giving your dog treats away to friends and family instead of having booming online sales? Do you want to be home more to bake treats and make money selling them online, but you keep telling yourself that you don't know enough healthy dog treat recipes or even have the business or Instagram know-how to make it all happen? Girl, I hear you. In this podcast, you'll find natural dog treat recipes and the secrets to launching your own dog treat business and tips for growing a successful dog treat business. Hi, my name is Kara Brothers, and I learned how to make and sell healthy dog treats that customers want to buy and dogs love. And I started my very own successful dog treat business. Want to know how I did it? Give your dog a treat, grab one for yourself, and let's dig in.
You might be thinking, I don't know any pet bloggers or influencers. That sounds like big time. Okay, I get it. I totally do. It's okay. There are still several ways that you can engage with these individuals and benefit from their influence, and I'm going to teach you how. Heads up, you're going to want to bookmark this episode, save it somehow, so you can come back to it and grab all the juicy information for writing down all the tips that you want to use, and even come back to it down the road when you're ready to take on more. First, we're going to start off with product reviews. Send samples of your treats to influencers or pet bloggers for honest reviews. Even if they don't have a large following, their endorsement can still carry a lot of weight with your target audience. How do you do that, you wonder? Here are some ways to reach out to influencers or pet bloggers for their product reviews. And another heads up here, I thought it would be helpful as a person who's never done this before or a new business, or maybe you don't know what to say. Here's a template that you can use to email to get your point across, okay? I always like to have that. People can tell me and I can learn this and that, but unless I know practical application, I only get so far, right? Okay, so here's an email template that you can use. Okay, your subject, and by the way, change this up to your brand, to your flavor, to your flair, and in your brand voice that makes sense to you. But this is gonna be a jumping off point to get you started, okay? The email template subject line is "Try our delicious dog treats - your brand." Hi, influencer or pet blogger's name. We're huge fans of your work and love how you connect with your audience. We think your furry friends would enjoy our all-natural dog treats. We'd be thrilled to send you some samples for your honest review. Even if you don't have a massive following, your opinion means a lot to us and our target audience. Let us know if you're interested and we'll get some treats sent your way. Best regards, your name, your title, your contact information. That's the email template if you want to send that to pet bloggers or influencers for product reviews, okay? Now, we have a direct message template if you want to slide into someone's DMs. And I'm sure people have slid into your DMs. And it's just one of the ways we go about business. There's no like special way to do it. I cannot tell you how many people's DMs I've tried to slide on into and boop, nope, gate, boop, nope, can't get through, meaning they're just not responding. So I want to let you know that might be a situation too. I'm pretty persistent, honestly, and I've only had two people completely ghost me. And usually it's, oh, I've been so busy. I know you've been messaging. I'd like to get back to you. Hey, I'm on your show. Okay, be patient. So if you want to get into someone's DMs, here is a template that can help you with that. Hi, influencer or pet blogger's name. We adore your content and think your audience would too. We'd love to send you some of our yummy dog treats for your furry friends to try. Your honest review would mean the world to us. Let us know if you're interested and we'll send some treats your way. Cheers. Your name, your brand name. Short and sweet. Again, change this up if you don't like a word here and there. This is just something to get you started. If you want to, and you're like, I don't want to slide up into someone's DMs. No worries, I got you. Here's something you could put on your story or even do a social media post, and it would go something like this. This is a broadcast message. All right, insert your favorite picture and say, hey friends, we're reaching out to some awesome influencers and pet bloggers to try our dog treats. Even if they don't have a huge following, their honest feedback is invaluable to us. Stay tuned for some positively delicious reviews. Hashtag dog treat reviews. Hashtag influencer collab. Hashtag pet bloggers. You never know who's going to read your message or know a friend that has a friend in this business. So if you don't put it out there, chances are they may not come knocking on your door. That's why this episode is important. You're putting yourself out there to attract all of this, okay? Putting it out in the universe. Good for you. Awesome. And again, personalize each outreach attempt to tailor your message to fit whoever you're contacting. Maybe you're contacting someone that has a certain niche or a certain something, a certain special secret sauce that makes them special, right? Weave that into your messaging. It's going to let them know you've done your homework. You've done your research. You know who they are. And everyone wants to feel known and valued and liked. Another way that you can go about this to collab with influencers or pet bloggers is guest blogging or interviews. Yes, you can. Offer to write a guest blog post or be interviewed on a pet blogger's website or podcast. This allows you to tap into their audience without needing a direct endorsement. You can reach out to a pet blogger's website or their podcast. It requires a thoughtful approach to increase your chances of getting a positive response. And here are some steps you can follow. As I alluded to before, research. Spend some time researching the pet blogger's website or podcast to understand their content, their audience, and their style. This will help you tailor your outreach efforts. Personalize your outreach message to show that you've done your homework and you're genuinely interested in their work. Mention specific content or episodes you enjoyed. Value proposition. Clearly articulate the value that you can provide to their audience. Highlight what makes your dog treats unique and why their audience would be interested. Gotta give them that why, okay? Propose collaboration. Be very specific about how you'd collaborate, or you can give them something to go off of and leave it open for their input as well. Whether it's a product review, a guest blog post, an interview, or collaborative content, outline your proposal to them so they know what you want to do. Respect their time. Keep your message concise and to the point. Respect their time by making it easy for them to understand your proposal quickly. That is good to know because those people are busy, as we all are, and they want a clear, short, concise message that has pretty much everything outlined. If you're like me, I'm 3 pages deep and realize I better self-censor. I better edit, right? And maybe being to the point is easier for you. It's not as easy for me to edit. So I really have to think about that. Don't forget to include your contact information in case they're interested to discuss it further. And as I talked about, follow up. If you don't hear back after your initial outreach, it's okay to follow up politely after a week or two, but don't be too pushy. I gave 2 follow-ups, maybe even 3. And after 3 follow-ups, I'm like, no, I'm going to feel stalkery. So don't be too pushy, but do follow up and be professional. Use professional language and tone in your communication and avoid spelling and grammar mistakes. Avoiding those does help you be more professional. There's things like Grammarly, even your device that you're typing on sometimes will catch those grammar mistakes for you. Another thing I would add to this is keep a spreadsheet. I would first go into that spreadsheet and make a list of everyone you know that you want to contact. You'll be adding to it as time goes by. And then maybe another column would be how you want to contact them. Maybe you want to contact by email or DMs or a story or their website. And then the date you contacted, maybe loosely what your proposal was, a date for a follow-up, and then ultimately what was your response. So I like tracking things. That's like my jam. So I would suggest you track things too, just so you can keep organized. You don't want to accidentally reach out to someone twice. Here is an example template that you could reach out in an email for a blogger. Here we go. Hi, blogger's name. I hope this message finds you well. I've been a fan of your blog or your podcast for quite some time now, and I really enjoy your content, especially the episode where you talked about how to bathe your dog. I'm not sure. So mention that specific content. It'll let them know you're paying attention. I wanted to reach out because I have a product that I think would be a great fit for your audience. I've recently launched an all-natural dog treat business called Your Business Name, and our treats have been getting rave reviews from dog owners. P.S. Post your reviews on social media. Have that social proof. So if they look at it, they're going to look you up, right? They would be silly not to. They're going to look you up. And make sure you have those reviews on there. Also, a picture or a story or a little video tells 1,000 words too, if you've got that. I would love to discuss the possibility of a collaboration. Maybe we could do a product review, a guest blog post, or even an interview where I can share the story behind Joe's treats and our commitment to providing healthy and delicious treats for dogs. Please let me know if you're interested or if you have any questions. I'd be happy to provide more information. Thank you for considering this partnership opportunity, and I look forward to hearing from you. Best regards, your name and your contact information. This is great. These are some great templates that you can get started with and get going with these collaborations. Another way that you can go about this is social media mentions. Engage with influencers or pet bloggers on social media by commenting on their posts or sharing their content. This can help you get noticed by their followers. To further engage with influencers or pet bloggers on social media, you can, I'm about to tell you, but first I just realized something that's kind of, I don't know how long it's been on Instagram, but for me it's kind of newish, because I discovered it like 2-ish weeks ago. And it's where I've gone to someone that I admire. Usually it's a cake decorator, right? Very popular cake decorator with a large following. And I will comment on their post. I'll comment on their post. And then after I have commented, there's like, I can slide my comment and it will say more. Maybe there's 3 dots and it says more. I'm not sure. But on your comment, there is a way that you can see more options. And one of those is to add to your story. And when you click that, it will take their post and it will take your comment and it will pin it to the post. You can slide around your comment on their post, but now it's on your story. And now they can see that you have mentioned them in your story and see what that comment is. So that's another way that you can tag them. So to further engage with influencers or pet bloggers on social media, you can tag them in relevant posts. If you create content that aligns with an influencer or a blogger's interests, tag them in your post to increase the chances of them seeing and engaging with your content. Share their content, share posts from influencers or bloggers that you admire, and add your own thoughts or comments, like we talked about before. This can help you build a relationship with them and show your support for their work. The idea also is to get them to see your name. Oh, I got an email from Katrina's Treats. Oh gosh, Katrina is commenting here. She commented there. She commented this. She shared that. She tagged. They're going to know Katrina is interested. So get your name out there. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid at all. This is how it works, okay? If you're doing this, you're doing great. You can respond to their stories. If an influencer or a blogger posts a story that's related to your niche, respond to it with a thoughtful comment or just a reaction. That's it. It's all it takes.
They even have a little selection of reactions for you. It couldn't be simpler.
This can help you start a conversation and get on their radar. Even if it doesn't initiate the conversation, this could just be one more stepping stone to them getting visibility on you and your business and you wanting to work with them. You can attend their events. If an influencer or a blogger hosts events or webinars, try to attend them. This can help you connect with them on a more personal level and also show your support for their work. And just another way they're going to see that you're interested. And offer value. Instead of just asking for something from influencer bloggers, try to offer something to them of value in return. This could be obviously sharing their content, promoting their products, or even offering them a discount on your products too. Engaging with influencers or pet bloggers in these ways can help you build relationships with them and increase your chances of getting noticed by their followers. The next one I want to talk with you about is collaborative content. And it goes a little something like this. Create collaborative content with influencers or pet bloggers, such as joint blog posts, videos, or social media campaigns. This can help you reach a wider audience and leverage their credibility. So cool. To create collaborative content with influencers or pet bloggers, consider the following approaches and templates. And here's the approach. Reach out to influencers or pet bloggers with a proposal to co-write a blog post on a topic of mutual interest. And a template would go something like this in an email, ready? Or something on their webpage, contact form, you understand. The subject, collaboration opportunity - joint blog post. Hi, influencer or pet blogger's name. I hope this message finds you well. I've been following your blog for some time and admire your work. I have an idea for a collaborative blog post that I think our audiences would love. The topic idea, right? Put it out there. Don't make it too lengthy. I think our combined expertise would make for a valuable and engaging post. Would you be interested in collaborating on this? Looking forward to hearing your thoughts. Best regards, your name, and then your blog, and then your brand name. That is such a cool way. You guys are going to go in on this together, and it's really going to help both of your audiences. As a content creator myself, every week, twice a week, I'm looking for content. What am I going to do? What am I going to write? What am I going to bring to you? And as content creators, they're going to be looking for new content. And it may be your message comes right around at the perfect time where they're like, you know what? I need something and that looks fantastic. Try it out. Here is for a collaborative video. Here's the approach. Propose a joint video collaboration, such as an interview, a tutorial, maybe of you making dog treats, or a product review that benefits both parties. Maybe they are a dog dietitian. Maybe they have a dog website. There are so many to choose from, but I could just see this really working so well, a tutorial of you making these dog treats. Even offer maybe a free recipe that people can try at home. Make it really simple and basic, and then yours are all these fantastic and lovely treats, right? Because we all know people, influencers that offer free recipes, but the thing is, they're coming out with a recipe book and their recipes are far beyond what they're giving you for free. Or they might give you one for free as a sample, and then the rest you can get for a paid amount. Same with yours. Here is a template that you can use for a joint video collaboration. The email subject line is exciting collaboration opportunity - joint video. Hi, influencer, pet blogger's name. I'm a big fan of your YouTube channel and the content you create. I believe our audiences would enjoy a collaborative video where we whatever it is together. It could be fun and an informative way to engage both of our audiences. Let me know if you're interested and we can discuss the details further. Best regards, your name, and then your brand, your YouTube channel, if you have one. This could even be something where you do this video where you're both on Zoom and you're doing this and the collaborators is talking to you and asking you questions while you do this thing, or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. What your brains are going to come up with, I'm not sure. I cannot wait to see. Please, if you get a collab opportunity with somebody, tag me. I want to see what you guys are doing and how you are winning. I would love that. Let's talk about a social media campaign. The approach would be to propose a joint social media campaign. I have seen this a lot. But you know what? Interestingly enough, I saw it a lot when I was a tie dyer. Y'all, these hands have seen some dye. They have been every color of the rainbow. It's true. You guys, one time in the summer, I was doing my rinse outs and I didn't have any shoes on. I had no shoes on and I'm doing my rinse outs. And then after I'm done, I go in the house and I look down. My feet are like, my toenails are like dark purple and blue. Part of them is like yellow and green. I'm like, oh, I have like zombie feet. Okay, that was just a weird random story. But the reason I'm telling you this is because when I was a tie-dyer, I used to see all the time the people I would follow do joint social media campaigns together in the form of a giveaway. So how it would work, and you may have seen this, but if you haven't, here's an example. So there might be five people involved, three people involved, doesn't matter. It could be two people. It's got to be more than one. We know that, right? But it worked really well. And I think I saw three to five, really. I think after that, it gets a little confusing. But something like this. The giveaway would contain a prize from each of the influencers or accounts, okay? They would each pitch in a prize. So it would be this prize package. And it would be, okay, you have to follow all of these five people. Each of these five people would post the same template about the giveaway. So it would be the same across the board. And so you'd have to go in and like all five, follow all five, make a comment on all five, and then you were entered. And it was a great way for all five to gather a good following from people who commented, and was great for the winner to win all these prizes and for the followers to get exposure to people. Like, I only followed one person, but when she put that post out, now I was introduced to, why am I doing this? I was introduced to four more new people I didn't know about, but made total sense. Like, I followed this tie-dye person, but she had someone in there that made jewelry, some earrings, an artist friend, someone who made cool clothes, someone who made, I don't even know what, stickers, I'm not sure. But they all went together. All that to say, you can propose a joint social media campaign, such as a giveaway, a challenge, or a takeover to increase engagement and reach. Subject is exciting collaboration opportunity - joint social media campaign. Hi, influencer pet blogger. I've been following your social media accounts and I love the content you share or account. I think our audiences would enjoy a collaborative campaign where we put it out there. What do you think would be cool? And give them room for their input as well. This could be a great way to engage our followers and increase our reach. Are you interested in collaborating on this? Looking forward to your response. Best regards, your name, and then your social media handles, and then your brand name. Perfect. You can even, that's so short, you could pop it into a DM as well if you wanted to. When you are reaching out for collaborative content, be sure to highlight the mutual benefits and the values for both parties. Our audiences would love it. I think we could bring this for our audiences, right? Because their audience, that's so meaningful to them. Same with you. Personalize your outreach to the influencer or pet blogger and be open to their ideas and their suggestions and really put it together collaboratively. All right, here we're going to talk about affiliate programs. We have all heard about affiliate programs, and that is a great way to add an extra revenue stream to your business. But also, you can set up an affiliate program where influencers or pet bloggers, they earn a commission for top sales generated through their unique referral link. So it incentivizes them to promote your products. If you've been on Instagram for any length of time, and I think this happens when you use certain hashtags. I think there are certain people who look when a hashtag is used and they'll automatically get into your DMs and be like, hey, would you like to be a brand ambassador for Giddy Add a Doggy Clothes? I'm sure you've seen that. Not that you have to do that. There's lots of different ways to do this. I'm going to give you some examples. To set up an affiliate program and engage with influencers or pet bloggers, consider the following information and template. So the affiliate program setup. Choose an affiliate marketing platform to manage your program, such as Share a Sale, CJ Affiliate, or Rakuten Advertising. I've seen commercials for Rakuten, and I've heard of Share a Sale before. I don't really know much about CJ Affiliate. If you try them, let me know. And create a landing page on your website detailing the benefits of joining your affiliate program and how it works. And if you're not sure about how an affiliate program should work or what the details might be that you should include, look it up. Google it. You'll find out lots of information. Provide influencers or pet bloggers with unique referral links and tracking codes to track their sales. So they know that when you get a sale that was used with this code, that code belongs to that blogger, belongs to that person, right? So that way their sales are tracked and that's how everyone gets paid. Offer competitive commission rates and incentives to motivate affiliates to promote your products. And here's an outreach email template that you can use. Subject line, join our affiliate program. Earn commissions for your referrals. Hi, influencer or pet blogger's name. I hope this message finds you well. I wanted to reach out to you about an exciting opportunity to partner with us through our affiliate program. Our affiliate program offers competitive commission rates and allows you to earn money for every sale generated through your unique referral link. If you're interested in joining our affiliate program or would like more information, please let me know. Best regards, your name, and your affiliate program details. Here are the affiliate program benefits. Earn a commission for every sale generated through your referral link. Access to exclusive promotions, discounts, and affiliate-only offers. Opportunity to collaborate on sponsored content or campaigns. Regular updates and support from our affiliate team. Now, which of these you pick and choose to do is up to you, but these are great benefits. You could do them all. You could really make it worthwhile for this person to promote your treats for sure. Again, these are examples and you could tweak them to how you want. We've got the benefits that you should post, right? What's in it for me? Second thing you should post is the commission structure. Here's an example of how that might look. Offer a competitive commission rate, such as 10 to 20% of each sale. What you want to do with that, totally up to you. Provide incentives for top performing affiliates, such as increased commission rates or bonuses for reaching sales targets. Ensure transparency and timely payouts to affiliates. And then promotional materials. Provide affiliates with banners or graphics and product images to use in their promotional efforts. That just means that you're going to be creating a banner with your business name or however you want to put it, or graphics or pictures of your products for them to use as their little toolkit to go promote your item. Even with some of these, Share a Sale and Rakuten, they might have commission structure and affiliate benefits there for you when you sign up. Either you're going to accept what they offer, or there might be some tweaks and changes in settings or something like that that you can go into and modify this to fit what you want it to be. For promotional materials, offer customizable content and templates for social media posts, blog articles, and newsletters. That just means that you are providing the templates for them to go fill in the blanks and then send it out on their socials, so they can promote you because they want to get the sale, right? And then encourage affiliates to create authentic and engaging content that resonates with their audiences. If I'm going to be an affiliate, I would like to know all of this stuff. So good stuff to post. When setting up your affiliate program, make sure to clearly outline the terms and conditions, such as the commission rates, the payment terms, and the promotional guidelines. regularly communicate with your affiliates and provide them with the support and the resources that they need to be successful. They're in it to make money for themselves. You're in it to make money for you. And again, if you use one of those platforms I was talking to you about, they probably make it easy by incorporating a lot of this stuff for you. One of the last things I want to talk with you about is local partnerships. You can look for local influencers or pet bloggers who may be more accessible and willing to collaborate. The key word is local. They may have a following that is much smaller, but it can still help you with your reach for local customers. If you are not set up to sell outside of your state, this is a great way to grab those sales and make some connections and relationships with inside your community. Approaching pet bloggers and influencers works the same way for local partnerships. And the tips for approaching pet and influencers can be adapted for local partnerships as well. I'm going to give you some tips down below. If you don't know any local influencers and you don't know any local pet bloggers, I've got you covered. Stay tuned. Stay with me. We're going to get there. So here is a template that you can use for local partnership outreach. Subject for the email is collaboration opportunity dash local partnership. Hi, influencer's name, Patty Joe, whatever. I hope you're having a great day. I'm reaching out to you because I admire the content you create and your connection with the local community. I believe our businesses could benefit from a partnership. I'd love to discuss the possibility of collaborating on a local event, promotion, or content that would appeal to our shared audience. Your local influence can help us reach more customers in the area. Please let me know if you're interested and we can explore ideas together. I love the way that's written. Best regards, your name and then your business name and your brand. When approaching local influencers or pet bloggers, highlight the mutual benefits of the partnership, such as reaching a local audience, increasing brand awareness in the community, and supporting local businesses. Local influencers can widely vary depending on the area and the niche that they're operating in. Now, here are some typical examples of businesses or individuals who might be local influencers. So if you were thinking, I don't know who these people are, I'm going to give you a list of potentials. Collaborating with local businesses that are not directly involved with pets can still be beneficial for your dog treat business, and we're going to get to that next. But first, some examples who might be local influencers. Local bloggers. Bloggers who focus on local events, news, or businesses can be influential in their community. Local celebrities. This could include a local TV personality, a radio host, or well-known community figures. Every community has these people, and you should approach them. Local businesses. Other businesses in your area that have a strong local following or community presence can also be considered influencers. Local event organizers. People or organizations that host local events can have a significant influence in the community. Local social media personalities. These are individuals who have a strong following on social media platforms and regularly feature local businesses or events. Every town has these, pretty much they do. I'm not saying every single one. Don't kill me if you're like, my town doesn't have it, and you said. Generally speaking, local nonprofits, believe it or not, nonprofit organizations that are active in the community and have a strong following can also be considered influencers too. Local artists or performers, musicians, artists. Y'all, these people have dogs. That is the cool thing about them. Even though these might be people who you're like, I don't know if I can contact a local celebrity or a local event organizer or a local well-known artist or performer. The common ground are dogs. That's when the real human part of the human comes out and everyone can bond together. There's no division with dog owners. There's just not. So that's how you can really connect and identify. So I talked about local artists or performers, musicians, artists, or performers who are well known in the area can have a strong influence on local residents. Local fitness or wellness instructors, people who offer fitness classes, wellness workshops, or other health-related services in the community. I would consider this a giant gold mine because they already have health top of mind. And these people generally also have this top of mind for their dogs as well. And one of the reasons that we make dog treats for a lot of us is because it's so much healthier than what you can buy off your supermarket shelf. Our stuff just is better, especially if it's all natural. That's really going to appeal to a fitness person, a wellness person, people who have those health-related services in the community. I would be hitting those people up for sure. Even local food critics or bloggers, like individuals who review local restaurants or food establishments, they have a following of food enthusiasts in the area for sure. What are dog treats? Food. It's not like mainstream food for them, but you know what? They can still use it as content because they're looking for content each and every week. Local community leaders. Now, this could include local politicians, community organizers, or even activists who have a strong presence and influence in the community. As I mentioned, collaborating with local businesses that are not directly involved with pets, like many I mentioned, pretty much all I mentioned, do not have a direct correlation with pets. They might be, however, dog owners and dog lovers. Regardless, here are some of the ways that they could collaborate, because you might be wondering, when you hit them up, they might be wondering. Here's how we're going to even it out a little bit. Number one, dog lovers. But here's how you could really put the rubber to the road, and these are actionable items. Cross promotions. Partnering with a local business to cross promote each other's products or services can help you reach new audiences. For example, a local bakery could promote your dog treats to their customers, and you could promote their baked goods to your customers. Just a thought. Events. Collaborating on events or pop-up shops can create a fun and engaging experience for both your customer and theirs. Here's how you would do it. For example, you could host a joint event where customers can sample both your dog treats and the other business's products. So you're going in on it together in a way, right? Gift baskets. Partnering with a local business to create gift baskets or bundles that include both of your products can be a great way to attract customers looking for unique gift ideas. I can't tell you the amount of times I heard, wow, that dog treat is so cool. Can you make it for humans? And that way I could be enjoying my donut and little Minnie Pearl could be enjoying her doggy donut. That would be cool. Or my kids would think that was so cool if they had donuts and they, you know, Minnie Pearl had her dog donut. I'm just saying, I got that a lot. Now, in the state of California, I had to operate out of a commercial kitchen to make dog treats. But I could operate with a cottage food permit to make human food from my home. It was kind of turned around a little bit wackadoodle. I ended up saying no, but I had that a lot. And that's something that you can do. For home bakers, y'all can do it all in your home, which is so cool. Community involvement is another way. Collaborating with local businesses on community initiatives or charity events. Get in there, get into the community calendar, find out what's going on in your town, and it can help you build relationships with other businesses in your area, and it can show your commitment to your community. Overall, collaborating with local businesses, even if they're not directly involved with pets, can help you expand your reach, attract new customers, and create a stronger presence in your community. If you have not subscribed to this channel, please do so right now. Go ahead and subscribe, click the notification bell, and I'll see you back here for more amazing content to help grow and build your dog treat business dreams. Until then, my name is Kara Brothers, Positive Profit. Don't forget to treat yourself well.